"It was Mr. Mark's voice," said Elsie firmly.
"Pleading for mercy?"
said an eager-eyed kitchen-maid hopefully from the door, and was hurried out again by the others, wishing that she had not given her presence away. But it was hard to listen in silence when she knew so well from her novelettes just what happened on these occasions.
"I shall have to give that girl a piece of my mind," said Mrs. Stevens. "Well, Elsie?"
"He said. I heard him say it with my own ears. 'It's my turn now,' he said, triumphant-like."
"Well, if you think that's a threat, dear, you're very peculiar, I must say."
But Audrey remembered Elsie's words when she was in front of Inspector Birch. She gave her own evidence with the readiness of one who had already repeated it several times, and was examined and cross-examined by the inspector with considerable skill. The temptation to say, "Never mind about what you said to him," was strong, but he resisted it, knowing that in this way he would discover best what he said to her. By this time, both his words and the looks he gave her were getting their full value from Audrey, but the general meaning of them seemed to be well established.